Passing the Taurus taking photos with Mickey, the exhilaration built up inside of her, and all of the weight of anxiety came to its peak while passing under the Walt Disney World Railroad overpass. Upon entering, the deafening abundance of excited voices hinted at the adventures to come and mixed with the music specific to the theme of its park's entrance. The speaker systems poured melodies straight from a 1950s Nickelodeon jukebox right into the heart of the park. Not only the grand entrance to the world's most visited park, it is the magnificent representation of the prime time in America. Disney World, the most magical place on earth, concentrated all of its beauty and splendor in one place, Main Street, USA, in Magic Kingdom. Back when she was 11 years old, Emnett was in her class where most of her peers had already been to Florida. The constant chatter of the unknown place to her caused her to want to go and see this, you know, different place and have this new experience. When she got home, she asked her parents if they would take her to Florida, and they, of course, said no because it is expensive and there were a lot of different issues that came with that, just bad timing and everything. So she persisted. She kept asking and asking and asking, and eventually her parents agreed to take her and her family to Florida. This was very close to her birthday, and when she got on the plane, she had no idea where they were going except for the general area of Florida, nowhere really specific. So when they stepped inside of their hotel after their plane landed, they got settled. Her parents came up to her, said, "Happy birthday, we're taking you to Disney World," and she was extremely surprised. When they finally got to the park, it was absolutely magical. She saw all of her favorite show and movie characters, and she had believed a lot as a child, so seeing, like, Mickey Mouse and all the Disney princesses was a very big thing for her to experience. She related closely with those characters, and it really resonated a lot of, or she really enjoyed seeing them. The castle was the most beautiful sight to see, with all of the magnificent architecture and, just everything about it was spectacular. It was huge, and it was beautiful, and it was just something straight out of a fairy tale. They went to see how films were made, how animators used to animate back when, like before all of technology. And this was one of the things that Emnett remembered the most about her trip was that, like, the evolution of animation. It was one of the exhibits, and she remembers this most because they talked about how artists would draw each scene individually and make a movie in the form of a flipbook, and a lot of time and dedication for other people's amusement inspired her and gave her a feeling of admiration and showed her how selfless people can be, especially for something as, you know, simple as other people's amusement. It was insane. She also went to the Indiana Jones exhibit, which was really interactive and really nice with the kids, and everything about this park, the smells, the rides, the exhibits, everything just inspired a lot of thought and just overall, like, wonder, and that childlike wonder made this experience something that she will never forget.